not having a great deal of luck. New research has found that girls in single-sex schools are nearly twice as likely to study VCE, chemistry and specialist maths, than those in co-ed schools. Fran Redden is the principal of Mentone Girls Grammar. Fran, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
Hey, when we discussed this earlier this morning, we were trying to think to ourselves, why would it be so? Do you have any theories as to why it would be so?
Well, from my point of view, there's just no barriers in a single-sex girls' school. You can do any subject. And there's no stereotypes of what could be perceived as a girl subject or a boy subject. Just girls get to do everything. And certainly where I see from my school, I've got incredibly enthusiastic teachers who really actively encourage the girls to do STEM. And I reckon that's for a couple of reasons. A, because there's a great diversity of girls and many actually like it. And B, we encourage them by showing them role models from really early on that, you know, when they look up, they can see girls doing those subjects and women doing those subjects. And that starts from young. So Australia needs more of that. So I think girls' schools are doing a really great job in that.
Have you got colleagues who are teachers at co-ed schools, and have you discussed this issue with them?
Yeah, look, I think we want more girls doing those subjects in every school. And when you look at it from a practical point of view, the teacher has a lot to do in the co-ed classroom. You know, they've got the two genders there. They've got a different energy with boys requiring different sort of attention and demanding different attention. When you've got our colleagues in all-girls schools, they can have their focus 100% on girls and their passion 100% on girls. And the girls' school environment itself actively promotes those non-stereotypical areas. So, it's just easier to have that focus when you've got it right from the beginning in the all-girls environment.
Good on you. Good look at this, Fran. If it wasn't for Marie Curie, radium would not yet be isolated.
And we need to have lots more examples like that to put up in the girls so that they can look up and say, yep, I can do that too. So more schools need to do that. Australia really does need it. And it's fun to do, and girls do like it.
Thank you very much, Fran. And I tell you what, but for Marie Curie, Alexander, what's his name?
Alexander
Vitkinov would still be alive. Because she discovered polonium.
Oh, that's right.
Which is what the Ruskies used. Hey, look him up, please. Alexander, the journalist, who was poisoned with polonium-210B.
You and I both went to all-boys schools, and both of us did humanities subjects.
Yes, indeed. We have just...